With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Patients and staff displaced by the fighting in Gaza have begun to leave the area's largest hospital, and that's causing a lot of confusion and questions about the well-being of those still left there. Here's the BBC's Tom Beatman.
Clearly, there are further moves now to evacuate people in the hospital, and we've had a local journalist who has been at the hospital telling us in the last few minutes that he says, in his words, we have left the hospital, the group he's with. The hospital was evacuated except for patients who could not move and a very small number of doctors. He says, we raised our hands and carried white flags. Last night was very difficult. The sounds of explosions and gunfire was terrifying. The bulldozers created huge holes 40 metres deep in the hospital yard and swept away some buildings.
And that is the BBC's Tom Bateman reporting. Election officials around the country stocking up on the overdose reversal medication naloxone after a series of suspicious mailings, some containing traces of fentanyl, were sent to vote centers or government buildings in six different states. The letters were delivered or intercepted this month in Georgia, Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington, and Kansas, in some cases prompting evacuations. A federal rule that goes into effect next month could make it easier for millions of workers to unionize at big companies like McDonald's.
The National Labor Relations Board rule sets new standards for determining when two companies should be considered joint employers. It could force big companies like Burger King or Amazon to participate in labor negotiations alongside their franchisees or contractors. Some business groups have already sued to halt the rule, which is scheduled to go into effect December 26th.
And that report from correspondent Jeremy House. This is SRN News. California wants to help men give birth, Michael Harrington explains.
State lawmakers are considering a bill that would require health insurance companies to provide drugs to male patients to treat what the legislation calls their, quote, infertility. This is all about transgenderism, of course, although it does get a little confusing. The bill states that coverage for the treatment of infertility shall be provided without discrimination on the basis of gender, gender expression, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Christmas wars are about to heat up. Christian legal groups are preparing for what's become an annual storm of lawsuits challenging the display of nativity scenes on properties across the country. The Freedom From Religion Foundation and other leading atheist groups spend much of November and December trying to scrub America's Christmas celebrations of any imagery representing the real reason for the Christmas season. This is SRN News. If you're a dog owner, listen up.
Veterinary laboratories in several states are investigating an unusual respiratory illness in dogs. Oregon, Colorado, and New Hampshire are among the states that have seen cases of the illness. It does not respond to antibiotics. Symptoms include coughing, sneezing, nasal or eye discharge, and lethargy. Veterinarians are encouraging pet owners to basic precautions like not having as much contact with other dogs and making sure the pets are up to date on their vaccinations. Labs across the country have been sharing their findings as they try to pinpoint the culprit. Keith Peters reporting.
Amazon is cutting hundreds of jobs in the unit that handles its popular voice assistant Alexa as it plows more resources into artificial intelligence. In a note to employees, an Amazon executive wrote that the company is ditching some initiatives within the Alexa division. More on these stories at srnnews.com.